Ah, it's nice getting away with the guys, doing a little bit of fishing. I used to love it. We'd go out of Mamaroneck, place there that rented little boats. That was the first boat I ever had, and I think back about it. Every now and then I'll see one go by as I'm sitting up on the fly bridge of the good ship Greece. Yeah, we used to rent these boats, had 3.5 horsepower motors, and... Come on, you son of a... Come on, you pig, you... But once we got them going, they were pretty good. Daddy'd always take me out. He's the one that taught me how to fish. Guy at the dock would be, now you got the poles, right? Dad said, yeah, I got a cooler full of beer. Got sinkers. Got hooks. We'll see you later. Well, Daddy knew this fishing spot. About an hour away from the dock, out in the middle of no place. So we got out there ready to fish, and Daddy said, damn. I said, what's the matter? He said, I forgot the bait. I said, oh, for God's sakes. Gonna drive this boat an hour back? He said, well, hand me that coffee can over there. I said, what are you gonna do, Dad? He said, well, I'm brown capital. I said, my God. He drops towel, grabs that coffee can, and... Then he reached in there and made him a little round ball. Put a hook through it. I said, Daddy, fish ain't gonna buy that. He said, yes, sir. Oh, look at this. Little bits of corn and spinach. Looks like it might be appetite. Fish don't know from nothing. They didn't see me make it. And sure enough, he throws that in there, and I'm sitting there pouting, and all of a sudden, the end of his pole starts a-jerking. And the bobber's splashing. He's reeling in a big old flounder. I said, give me that can. I made me up a little ball, and I put it on the end of my hook and threw it in there. Hell, no sooner had the sinker hit the bottom than, boom, it's yanking again, and flounder's yanking on there. I tell you what, we made us up a half a dozen little balls that Daddy's leaving. Threw them over the side. We were catching fish after fish. Finally, the can was empty. I said, Daddy, you feel any more grumbling? He said, no, what about you, son? I said, no, I done wasted mine at home this morning. He said, well, we'll come back. Sure enough, we went to the dock, and everybody said, wow, look at the grease medallions, all them flounders. How'd you do it? Daddy said, well, it's all in the wrist technique. We didn't want to give away our secret and flood the market. The next day, we went back again. Found the same spot, threw the anchor out. Daddy took his mash. We started making those little balls up. Hooked them and threw them over and waited. Nothing. Half an hour. An hour. 2 hours went by. Finally, the sun started dipping low in the sky, and Daddy looked at me, pushed his hat back, and said, well, son, I guess we just gotta face it. Them fish ain't gonna fall for the same line of crap 2 days in a row.
There's the boy who constantly shows off to gain attention.
The Grease Man.
That's a good one.
Show.